WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, life can feel like a constant hustle, right? We're always chasing the next goal, stressing about deadlines, comparing ourselves to others. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget to appreciate the good stuff. But trust me, friends, practicing gratitude is like hitting the reset button on your whole outlook. Today, we're diving deep into strategies that can actually make you a more grateful person, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. First things first, let's get real. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you when someone hands you a coffee. It's a conscious choice to focus on the positive, to recognize and appreciate the good in your life, big and small. Ever notice how a genuinely grateful person just seems to radiate this calm contentment? That's because gratitude shifts your perspective, helping you see beyond the daily grind and truly savor the moments that matter. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Brooklyn. My life is hectic, my to-do list is a mile long, and sometimes it feels like there's nothing to be grateful for. I get it. But here's the beauty of gratitude: it's a muscle that gets stronger with practice. The more you consciously cultivate it, the more naturally it becomes part of your everyday experience. So, let's break down some actionable strategies that can help you weave gratitude into the fabric of your life. 1. Start a gratitude journal. This isn't just about listing things you're thankful for, it's about digging deeper. Reflect on specific experiences, people, or even simple pleasures that brought you joy. The act of writing it down amplifies those positive feelings and helps you remember them when life gets tough. 2. Practice mindful appreciation. Take a few minutes each day to truly savor the present moment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, or the laughter of loved ones. This simple act of mindfulness can transform ordinary experiences into moments of gratitude. 3. Express gratitude out loud. Don't underestimate the power of verbalizing your appreciation. Tell a friend how much you value their support, thank your barista for making your day brighter, or simply say I appreciate this when you're enjoying something. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it makes a difference. 4. Shift your focus. When negativity creeps in, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. Instead of dwelling on a setback, focus on the lessons learned. Instead of comparing yourself to others, celebrate your own unique strengths. Remember, gratitude is a choice choose to focus on what's good. 5. Cultivate gratitude for challenges. This one might seem counterintuitive, but hear me out. Even challenges can be opportunities for growth and learning. When you face adversity, try to find the silver lining. What lessons are you learning? How are you becoming stronger? This perspective shift can help you develop a deeper appreciation for life's journey. Let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Frustration starts to build, right? Your mind races with thoughts of missed deadlines and angry emails. Now, instead of getting consumed by negativity, take a moment to practice gratitude. Appreciate the fact that you have a reliable car, that you're able to work, and that you're heading towards an opportunity for growth. Maybe even listen to your favorite podcast. This could be your chance to catch up on something you've been meaning to hear. By shifting your focus, you can transform a frustrating situation into a chance to cultivate gratitude and even learn something new. Look, practicing gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to see the good amidst the chaos. It's a daily practice, a conscious decision to shift your perspective and appreciate the beauty in everyday moments. Remember, gratitude is a gift you give yourself, a superpower that can unlock a world of peace, joy, and fulfillment. So go out there, find the good, and let those grateful vibes flow. As always, I want to hear from you. Share your own gratitude stories, your favorite strategies for cultivating positivity, or even just a simple thank you for listening. You can find me on Instagram at Brooklyn Weston. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, remember, choose gratitude and watch your world transform.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.